Engelmeyer.
13 minutes after 8, I continue the conversation that we started late last hour with Mr. X, and this has to do with how about 2,000 people overall, and really maybe only 120 people at the Carbon Cap and Trade Roadshow. This was back in 2011. How they ended up getting such control, pushing this agenda of carbon cap and trade, the fraud known as carbon cap and trade. And we bring this up to you so that you understand that the entire process has been a fraudulent, politically undue influence process right from the very beginning,
exactly,
having to do
right.
with governance and not government. And the government's almost asked to vote or, you know, get into it after all of the other little left-wing gangrene university student minions right. have ended up coming up with their plan
right.
and signing us on to sustainable development, which we say no to, which is why the Republicans need to deny quorum on any of these kind of votes. They need to stop them.
Well,
okay.
The intrusion goes further because of all of the falsified reporting that took place after the Timber Unity event. They were trying to equate the numbers being the same. When the people that showed up in promoting it, they were down and way down in numbers in comparison to the Timber Unity people. You were there.
Yeah, there were a handful. There were a few hundred people there for the carbon cap and trade,
right.
supporting the cap and trade bill.
Right.
There were a few thousand people there. In fact, there were more trucks in the Timber Unity protest that day than there were people
right.
the following week supporting
right.
carbon cap and trade.
That's right.
But this is about them faking you out that there is some groundswell of support. Well, there's so much of a groundswell of support that the state legislature doesn't want the people to vote on it because they know there's not a groundswell of support.
Well, there's
this
no
is a fabrication.
Because every day people are waking up and realizing what this is. It's a complete takeover. And the reality is you go back to the simplistic thing that I look at is the liberal mentality creates a problem and then stands there to offer their solution to the problem that they created.
The Hegelian dialectic is what that is.
Exactly. And when you apply that to this statement, now again, this comes out of the Global Warming Commission report to the legislature.
From 2011.
Okay? So that's not my
words. Or 2013, rather.
These are not my words. It's just right out of the report to the legislature. So as figure 16 clearly demonstrates, even if all the key policies, in quotations, plotted here either remain in place or are put into effect, Oregon would be far off the emissions trajectory necessary to meet both its 2020 and 2050 greenhouse gas emission reduction goals. And I'll stop there because that's the key statement to take out of it. There's no way for them to be on goal unless they do carbon trading. That's why they call it cap and trade. So now you go to the other reported items on it, and it takes us to a pretty interesting concept here that we're looking at that is, and I say this because I know how the system should be working, and I look at the influences. But here's an article, and this article was off Vox.com, okay? But Oregon is poised to set a cap on greenhouse gas emissions. That's a huge deal. They go in this. But the quote that I'm going to go to is, that's a big deal in and of itself, but what makes it more interesting is that Oregon is doing so by following California's lead, linking to the Western Climate Initiative, a regional carbon trading system that contains California.
Okay, could you start that again? I accidentally turned you off. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just start that sentence again about the Western regional.
Oh, okay. So it takes linking to the Western Climate Initiative, a regional carbon trading system that currently contains California and the Canadian provinces of British Columbia, Nova Scotia, and Quebec.
Okay, let me ask you about this. Is this not, in essence, a treaty?
That is, in essence, a treaty which is illegal to participate in without the approval of the U.S. Congress.
Why has not the U.S. Congress then gone after states such as Oregon and California for entering into international agreements, which is supposed to be?
This is why I say that we need to be talking to not only our state legislators, but we have to go to the U.S. people also. Okay, different agencies, if we have to report it as a crime, that's what we're going to have to start doing. We're going to have to start looking for some federal involvement to honor the obligations and duties of these people. That's the reality. The obligations and duties of our elected officials are to protect us from these intrusions of the few.
But it's so illustrated here, Mr. X, that a few people have been doing this, and then they get a few other people to fake up agreements with larger states and other people, and they get, well, this is what we've all agreed to do. No, it's what the stakeholders, have
That's
agreed
right.
to do.
That's right.
Which what a predetermined outcome is that you are going to destroy your economy, and you're going to join in and reduce greenhouse gas emissions,
now,
supposedly.
In actuality, I need to continue one thing on here because there is a correction / clarification to the statement that I just read, and it was of 6/5/2019, that only Quebec is formally participating in the WCI trading system. British Columbia and Nova Scotia are partners, but not participants. It is designing its system with many of the features California pioneered. Okay. So the bottom line is that there's an international situation here. Now, I'm going to go back to another thing, and it's not related to this, but it is related to this. In several years back, the Klamath Watershed Partnership took a grant from the Hatfield Group. Mm-hmm. Well, on their own website.
It's a foreign company, right?
While it sounds like it should be from Oregon, it was not.
Yeah, you're thinking Mark Hatfield,
it was
right?
from Canada. Okay? They took $500,000 from Canada so they could work to remove our dams. So when you look at these things, people, they're so connected to a definite fight against our ability to sustain our way of life.
So let me ask you then, because we have international influence, undue influence, the skullduggery of the climate change church, if you want to call
That's
it
right.
that. And this is key then, that cap and trade must be defeated.
That's
it
right.
It must be defeated. Must be defeated.
And don't ever fall prey to the concept that's put out by the media that our legislators are not doing, our Republican legislators are not doing their job by denying quorum. They are doing their job. They have to step forward and do what they're supposed to be doing because we live in a representative republic. That's the reality. And as our representative, when these transgressions against our system have been, I say, accomplished with this skullduggery, I look at it and I say, please do your job and walk out. Deny them quorum. And don't allow these people to proceed with this, because this is a transformative move to just change our total political system. That's reality. And that is against the laws of this nation, because they have to maintain a Republican form of government in order to be a state.
And by the way, Republican form of government does not mean Republican Party.
That does
it
not
means,
mean
it means
Republican
a Republican
Party.
Form of government.
That's right.
Small r.
And that's
okay.
what they're required to do. They don't get to sit there and, through consensus-based dispute resolution processes, turn this country or this state into a communist stronghold.
Support these people then that are probably going to have to walk out. Maybe by the end of the week right now is
That's
the
right.
way it's looking right now. It looks like the Representative Kim Wallen said last hour, and she said there's really no way to know when they're going to pull this out of. I think that cap and trade has been moved over to Ways and Means, which means that it can be brought to the floor for a vote
right.
at any time.
Right.
And so they don't know exactly when that's going to happen at this point. But you must be steadfast, spine of steel behind these people. And when you have these other neb-nosers that are saying that they're not doing their job, you must say, no, they're doing exactly their job to protect us from these incursions. We've talked about the last 20, 30 minutes now, how a handful of people have fraudulently pushed this process through policy consensus, through trying to do governance, you know, outside of your elected leaders. And then they end up faking out the elected leaders to put a rubber stamp on their corrupt proposals.
That's exactly
that's really what this is all about. Mr. X, a pleasure. And will you get this information on your particular website up anytime soon?
It should be up very, very soon. And you have it, if you want to put it on yours, you
all
have
right,
it
I will do my best there. So it's mrxfiles.com?
mrxfiles.com.
Yeah, mrxfiles.com. Mr. X-Files.com. Thank you very much, my friend.
All right, Bill.
All right. By the way, within the next 10, we're going to catch